ABC's Brad Mielke, and I can imagine the tension is mounting there in Las Vegas. An interesting place to hold a debate, Brad.
Yeah, could it have been anywhere else, you guys? I mean, it seems like we should have just had all three debates in Las Vegas, a place where big bets are won and lost every day and where people often just walk away feeling kind of questioning their life choices. I think that's how a lot of voters here might end up feeling if this sort of tone continues that's really been dominated by Donald Trump and his sort of stinging words against Hillary Clinton and the ammunition that she's been bringing to the table, and she's got more to go with this week.
And we're hearing even this morning, Brad, that Donald Trump makes fun of Hillary Clinton, calling it rest as she preps for this debate.
Well, that's right. And she spent several days off the trail compared to Donald Trump, who's held several rallies. Different sort of outlooks on how they prepare for debates. Kellyanne Conway, Donald Trump's campaign manager, said he gets a lot of his inspiration for these debates by going to these rallies. People who have been close to him have said it really just gets him sort of amped up for things like this. He couldn't imagine just sort of holing up for 5 days. Hillary Clinton seems more than happy to sort of just crack the binders, hold these mock debates with her Trump stand-in, and get ready for them. Interestingly, she doesn't have any events scheduled for the day after the debate either, besides a sort of a fundraising dinner in New York City. So it's not exactly as if she's raring to go on a multi-state swing directly following this.
Now, we know that the mother of one of the Benghazi victims has been invited to be in the audience by Donald Trump. Do we know of anyone else who will be present tonight?
Well, Hillary Clinton has brought on Mark Cuban before, sort of to get in Donald Trump's headspace. She's also bringing Meg Whitman, who's another Republican California businesswoman. She'll be on hand supporting Hillary Clinton. Well, right around the time that Donald Trump's team was saying don't expect any stunts from Donald Trump the way we saw last time, now it turns out Malik Obama, President Obama's half-brother, will be in the audience supporting Donald Trump. He says Donald Trump will make America great again, is not a big fan of his own half-brother. And so those are some of the guests that will be in the sight lines of the candidate.
Super interesting. Okay, so we know Chris Wallace from Fox News is going to be the moderator tonight. What can we expect for the debate itself?
Well, so this will be very similar to that first debate. Two podiums, 90 minutes, six 15-minute segments that the moderator will attempt to kind of referee, keep them to time. And those topics will have anything to do, they'll be as wide-ranging as debt and entitlement reform, the economy, to immigration, to foreign hotspots, and then fitness to be president. I imagine that last one, it's at the bottom of his list, but I imagine that'll end up getting the most time between these candidates who clearly think the other one is just fundamentally unfit for the office.
Do you think they'll stay off some of the more salacious things of late and stay more on the substantive issues?
Well, you can imagine, you know, last time we had just sort of seen these tapes of showing Donald Trump and the way he spoke about certain women. And Hillary Clinton didn't bring it up at first. It wasn't until it was sort of pressed a little bit more that she did. But then, of course, she went whole hog on it. I imagine you might see a similar strategy from her tonight, not wanting to seem overeager. Donald Trump, as we know, has been more than willing to go after her on emails, although, frankly, after the first debate, his team was upset that he didn't do it sort of succinctly enough. So we'll see if he's a little bit more focused for this debate. Certainly he was on the offensive in the latter half of the last one.